Blog Talk Radio.
Responsibility and empowerment. I apologize for last Thursday, as due to technical difficulties, I was unable to come online. My Thursday's presentation is a one-hour program. As a matter of fact, this week I will be having a life coach. His name is Joe Pipitone. He will be coming on board and sharing with you just a couple of ideas, a couple of suggestions, and a lot of insight into what leads us to believe a certain way and what leads us to encounter a lot of pain through our lives. He has a wealth of knowledge in the field, and he also has personal testimony through which he has uncovered his mission and his commitment into making a difference for both his family and the people he comes across. So with a lot of zest, he will be here on Thursday, and this stands to be the beginning of what is going to be a great series of Thursday impressions. What I'd like to do today is basically to give you an overview and background as to the purpose and reason for why Power to Be You got started. And without you understanding the purpose of this, you might just think that this is something that is going to be presented to you for a while, or maybe it's just some temporary desire of mine to come on and have a show and present and talk and share my view with you. In fact, it is not. This is merely the beginning of something that truly is inspired just by the fact that we are all here together, living in under this roof, so to say, and there's just so much happening out in life that where I see it is we have to really decide what it is that we all want, what it is that drives us, what it is that has meaning for us and gives us a purpose for living. And I don't want to make this show about what I, as Sandra, want. Rather, I, as Sandra, want to bring about. And this is why the Power to Be You platform got started. It got started simply as a venue to be able to come across to you in whatever means possible, primarily with technology, with the use of resources that are available on the internet, on the web channels, via YouTube, via social networking such as Facebook, MySpace, and just the countless other sources that are available for getting information out and disseminated. As I have begun this journey into sharing what I feel I must share, a lot more distinctions are rising. And one of these distinctions is goes alongside, is very much parallel to what our point is, which is to help ourselves so that we may help other people. The actual purpose, again, is accountability, which means we can't move forward if we don't know where we are or if we're not willing to accept where we stand. Whether it is on a personal level, whether what it is that you as the listener is looking to achieve, you must know where you stand on your own when you are before yourself. Before any relationship can have any fruit, you must be able to weigh out what you have into it in order to get what you wish out of it. So, number one, we're talking about your personal and authentic self being put to the question or to the test. Next is where we as a group stand, where do we stand today in the scope of everything? Where do we stand as parents? Where do we stand as a society in the 21st century? Where are we advancing and in which direction are we going? And all of you will be able to look around your area and find areas where you can say, this is not right, or who's going to do something about it, or why doesn't someone do something about it? These things here have been in existence always. There have always been issues, and there have always been situations that channel. And really, where we are now, it appears that people really don't want to take the time, and people don't really want to think. People don't want to hold themselves accountable and say, well, you know what, I was a part of this, or I allowed this to happen, or had I done something, then maybe this wouldn't have come across. So for me, it's truly, truly important that the listeners out there realize that this is not something that's temporary. This is something that I plan to carry as far as I can. This is the beginning of what I call a movement, because it is about being able to represent the different voices and the voices of those who can't speak for themselves, the voices of those people who may not feel strong enough or adequate enough, or who may not have the skill, or who may not have will, or even the health to say, you know what, I don't agree with this, or this. There needs to be some awareness made to this issue and this point. I live here in South Florida, and for the past 2.5 weeks, I have gotten involved with the Children's Coalition. The founder, Carlton Cartwright, he has been involved with the at-risk community for close to 20 years. And when you meet him, there is no doubt in your mind that this is truly his life's mission and his purpose. And he and I have really, I believe we see eye to eye with the fact that the situations that we are up against, they really represent a social cost. They represent a problem that spans across the board, not just to a socioeconomic level, or an ethnic or one race, but really it spans across society. And this just brings to mind the fact that in the coaching background and in the coaching arena, what we carry forth is the awareness that we have a choice. I know some of you may actually hear that and say, I don't have a choice. I was born into it. Or it wasn't my choice that somebody came and assaulted me. Or it wasn't my choice that I was born with an ailment. Or it's not my choice that I had an accident and someone hit me from behind while I was walking. We can go down the line. The choice may not be in your circumstance, but the choice is in how see that. The choice is in how you react to that event. The choice lies in the meaning that you give your situation. And the choice lies when you are able to recognize that you are standing before a choice to make. You can say, do I want to continue being in that side of the track or in that part of my life that only shows me pain, or do I want to be somewhere else? Do I see myself having the possibility, or do I see a different life for me, for my family? Do I see a different future for my life? Could I be someone different? Goes back to what I said in the past, which is all about the mind. What are you bringing into your mind? Your beliefs make you. Now, do you have to accept that your beliefs are what they are and you will never be able to change them? And because you have that belief, that's it. You are cemented to that belief and you will forever and ever be that way. A lot of people who are way more qualified than I would be able to come and give you medical, scientific, intellectual, philosophical. They'll be able to come here and truly give you a lot of answers for that question. But I can tell you that when you've seen transformations and when you've been able to personally witness transformations in people, that when they understand why they feel what they feel, they are able to make shifts and convert a destructive emotion or a destructive belief into an empowering belief within an hour. That is powerful. And that's why I feel so guided really to come here and tell you that you have a choice and that there are ways through which you can change your life, through which you can have a different meaning to where you are, to what you are living, to what you are experiencing. The information is out there. You need to be willing, you need to be flexible enough to say, let me go seek it, let me go find it. And today, it is not difficult to have free information. It all becomes a choice. It's not going to be fed to you. For listening, if you're out there, it gets us in the same way. The information is out there. But then you have to be willing to grab it. You have to be willing to apply it. You have to be willing to follow through with it. Three things. Know what you want. Know why you want it. And finally, be willing to take action. This comes from my mentor, Anthony Robbins. And I've mentioned him before, and I will forever and ever mention him because he truly is an incredible individual who has made differences in millions of lives simply because he is able to explain to people the purpose for why we do what we do, how that serves us when meeting our needs, and how we are able to change that around, turn that around, and discover our own inner strength and inner power. Now, that's just part of what I am bringing about. There is just so much in here, but like I say, in order for anyone to make a difference, you must first understand yourself. You must understand why you do what you do, why you're choosing to do what you do, how that's serving you. And you must also be willing to say, I want something different. I've encountered a lot of people that I can see are having difficulty, but then I can also see why they are refusing to make a difference in their lives. I can see how they are disempowering themselves simply because they are refusing to accept something new, or because their mind is set on they believe is right, and they are unwilling to even hear something different. And, you know, it's fine. It really is fine. It's from a person who wishes to help, of course, it's difficult because I would love to be able to share what I've learned myself and say, this can make a difference for you. I've seen it make a difference in others, and I've seen it make an amazing difference in me. All I can do is share it with you. Can't force feed it. But truly, it's really, this Power to Be You platform, it's about helping you understand yourself and giving you resources so that you will be able to lead a different life going forward. It's not about going backward. It's about going forward. But it's about also going forward with desire, with drive, with motivation, with hope, with faith, with inspiration. And unless you are sitting somewhere where all you're looking at is dismal and it's ugly and it's misery and violence and vulgarity, then of course you're not going to be able to entertain anything different. So all I can do is truly put this out there, bring you information, bring you modules, bring you resources. Share what I know. There are a lot of people out there who truly want to see a difference made. There are a lot of people who recognize that we are not, as a community, as a human community, there's a lot happening that shouldn't be, and is getting worse. Like I said, these past 2 weeks, I went out with the Children's Coalition, and we are working to serve the at-risk population by sharing skills, by empowering these kids so that they can learn a trade or see themselves creating a final product via a movie or via photography, creating a team that has a common goal to go before legislators, to go before congressmen out in D.C. This is something where all of a sudden kids who have otherwise been on the loose, all of a sudden find themselves being a part of something, doing something constructive, being recognized for their endeavors, applying their energies to something that challenges them. And you get to see creation in the making. And then you get to share in what has emanated from their collective work. And throughout this, we've encountered thoughts. So we've encountered individuals who will always say the same thing. We need to do something about this. Why is there so much violence? Why does this happen? Why are you where it's at? Everywhere you go, turn on the news. That's all you hear. Today, Tuesday the 25th, this morning, on MSNBC, the program Ask Joe. He had an individual who basically was speaking about outsourcing and labor and how here in America, we are losing our ability to be self-sustaining in our process to become a technologically driven society, an information-driven society. We are turning our jobs away to other countries, particularly China. When you pick up a toy, any toy is made in China. Pick up clothing, made in China. The person that was online, actually, John Ratzenberger, who turned out to be one of the contestants on the Dancing with the Stars series, he was speaking about this. He was speaking about how the manufacturing community needs to bond together and recognize that this is what our country was made on, people creating, people working in factories, the automobile industry, the steel industry, plumbing, mechanics. This represents, well, these fields represent a lot of America. Not everyone is working for Apple. Not everyone is a genius on the internet or in the computer. when you look at what's happening up above and you come all the way down to the level that you and I are at, to the school level, to our kids' level, kids who are going through kindergarten, kids who are at a juvenile detention center who are 11 years old, kids who are at the juvenile center who are getting ready to turn 18, whereby they'll be treated as an adult, you start to recognize and say, you know what, this is what's happening. But the issue becomes bigger than what we can actually handle if one doesn't have a point of depart. For me, I do see that when we understand what, why we do what we do, a vision, when we bring in resources that are not traditional, who's to say what tradition is? What's traditional to you may not be traditional to the next person. What's traditional learning in a public school system may not be traditional learning to an Ivy League school. It's all a matter of meaning. It's all a matter of interpretation. And it's a matter of having an open mind and to recognize where you stand before that. I know that the information that you allow into your mind is the information that's driving you. The people that you are hanging out with, the people that you are with, are the people that are helping you be where you're at or stay where you're at. The better the people you hang out with are, the better you'll become. If your friends are those who do not respect life, who do not care to go forward, who are petty, who are faithless, they're going to be influencing you. So truly, there are solutions, but you have to be willing to accept where you stand, and you have to be willing to also say, let me give this a try. So this is really, Tuesday is really, again, an empowerment session where I will talk to you. I will not take any calls on Tuesday, on Thursday. And Thursday we will be having a presenter, a contributor, a life coach, a professional, an individual who will be able to share information with you based on their testimony, based on their education, based on their experience. This is where you can learn. This is where you can say, hey, maybe this person has something. They're going to give me their number. They're going to give me a website. Let me just go investigate. Let me compare it. If this one person exists, there are others that do the same. Free information, more information that you can have, especially if it's worth your listening time, the better it is for you. I can tell you that I come from a coaching background, but I also have had a lot of life experience living life. And I've paid for that experience. But that experience has given me a lot, and a lot that I can do with, because now I have that testimony behind me. Starting next week, next Thursday, we are going to be starting a network marketing series. What I will be doing starting the 4th of October is featuring individuals who are in the network marketing arena, who have created their own home-based businesses, who will be able to educate you or share information with you that can perhaps educate you if you are unfamiliar with the network marketing business. Like today I said, GM employees are striking. GM factories, they're afraid of losing their jobs. What happens to these people? Where do they go? What do they become? There are choices out there, but you have to be open to them, and you have to be willing to recognize at a different time and place and we need to from people in order to be able to survive, to evolve, to thrive, and to truly be who we are meant to be. Therefore, the power to be you. I have a minute left, so I'm going to be wrapping it up. This is Sandra Bueno, founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You platform. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you once again this Thursday at 2 p.m. If you need to call next week, you are able to come online and call 646-716-8620 during the last 20 minutes to ask any questions.